We got ourselves a border war.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Canadians are polite and pleasant until you make them angry.
Yes.
And that pissed offness could say have a serious effect on our great city.
So what's going on?
Well, it turns out that a lot of the money spent here from out of town is actually coming from the great white north.
Wow.
Money that may be drying up.
Uh-oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it. Canada ain't coming no more.
Really? They're done?
Well, at least that's the rallying cry from Canadians who spend time in the United States.
Mm.
It's all a result of the tariffs that are on and then off and then on and off between the United States and Canada. The big story this week, the Premier of Ontario threatening a 25% tariff on energy that's sent from Canada to the U.S. I guess that's back off again, but it could go back
okay.
on.
Okay.
But that's something that would affect New York.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
There is something else, however.
What's
this
that?
This issue has riled up, Tommy, that could affect us personally right here in Rochester.
What at?
So based on all of the international tension, Canadians, by their government, are being encouraged to boycott trips to the United States. Do not spend any money on American goods. Do not go to the U.S. and spend money there. And a story in the Democrat Chronicle this week says that 20% of all money made in tourism here in Rochester is from Canadians.
Damn.
20%.
So what are they doing here?
I don't know.
Like, what do we have that they don't have?
So that's 25.
I'm guessing most of it's coming from Toronto.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Well, why would they come from Toronto to Rochester?
Well, I mean, that's the closest thing to come down here.
Hamilton, Niagara Falls.
Well, I kind of consider all that. Like Toronto.
But you know, there's several cities before you get to Toronto.
I know, but it's the metro. If you live in Mississauga, that's or Hamilton, that's a suburb of Toronto.
Hamilton's what, 30, 40
You can literally see the downtown from the cold.
Understood. But if you live in Jersey, you can see Manhattan. Yeah. They don't call you New York City resident.
I think Hamilton's bigger than Rochester.
She always brings this up because we made fun of her because she flew out of the Hamilton
airport.
Well,
no.
Guys, it's a cool airport.
I did not know that until I went there.
All right. All right, so, but what do they do when they come here? Because I always heard, like, the big thing they used to say, they love coming down here to shop at Target for some reason.
Well, they don't have Target in Canada.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they tried to open up Target in Canada. It was a master flop, and they shut it all down.
But how could it be?
But they wouldn't have to come all the way to Rochester for that.
Right. Yeah, Buffalo, actually. Yeah.
So I heard golf was a big thing.
Okay.
The courses down here are great, and they're way more reasonable.
Canadian
but this is a story I heard 30 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. That would be seasonal, too.
Right.
All right. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is a reason why it seems that one of all five tourism dollars in Rochester are from Canadians. According to a story in the DNC, for the last decade, Rochester has been running a massive marketing campaign aimed at Canadians in Canada.
Oh.
In fact, if you have traveled back from Toronto via the QEW, the highway there, you may have seen billboards for the Strong Museum of Play on the way.
Oh, okay.
They got them up there.
All right.
But the bottom line is this. For whatever reason, or whatever reason they're coming, which we'll get back into in a sec, if this boycott of the U.S. travel boycott really happens, and I'll say this, knowing a bunch of Canadians, they have a lot of national pride.
Yeah.
It could really hurt our bottom line.
Apparently, yeah. You dropped 20%.
Okay, so getting into what Canadians are doing in Rochester. Mm. Okay, what do we have, 252 WCMF, between here in Rochester that Toronto, Hamilton, Ottawa, Niagara Falls, Quebec does not have?
Mm. I can't think of anything.
Well, the Strong Museum of Play would be the biggest.
Okay, but that would be a hell of a lot of people coming. 20% are just going to the Strong Museum of all the tourists or Canadians?
No, what I'm saying. What? We have started the discussion with what do we have here that they don't. And the Strong Museum of Play,
all right, box of toys,
is a gem. Okay.
Right. I mean, they got everything else. They got gambling's on the other border.
Yeah, you're not going to get
entertainment. They got it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's no concerts that come to Rochester.
They get all the big ones.
All that stuff, and like vacation spots on the Finger Lakes, they have those too. Like, Canadian lake culture is huge.
Yeah.
And there are 10 big bodies of water you drive past between Toronto and Buffalo that are just as nice as Canandaigua, Cayuga, Seneca.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that WCMF, this mighty station of ours, reaches across Lake Ontario on clear day.
What's that costing them now?
What I'm saying is, I think it's a clear day today. If there are Canadians that can hear us over in Ontario, we have a small but loyal Canadian fan base that listens to the break room every day.
Yeah.
Canada, if you can hear us, 252-WCMF, excuse me, 585-252-WCMF. What do we offer that you can't get?
Specifically here in Rochester, too.
Exactly.
Because you do have to, I mean, I would think like, you know, just coming over the border, you're hitting spots closer that would offer the same kind of things, right? Like if you're, you live at the border near Niagara Falls, you got Buffalo right there. If you're like going way upstate, you got the, like the Thousand Islands area, which would be a big vacation spot. Like why? What would make a Canadian come all the way to Rochester?
Would skiing? Do they have skiing?
But that, yeah, but do they have snow in Canada? I don't know.
Yeah, but they have skiing.
Is there?
Bro.
Is it cold with snow in Canada? They got skiing.
Yeah, you left. Where's the closest ski?
They have a ton of ski. Like
you
how close?
Idiot.
Let me ask you this: how close are the skiing?
Yeah.
To Toronto.
Hey, well, do they think they come down for a maple syrup, Kimmy? Or?
And again, they wouldn't be coming to Rochester. For
no,
that.
But they'd be coming down to Bristol, and they would be going down.
But
to
they,
like...
but you pass other places along the way.
You think they're coming for a moose, maybe, Kimmy? You think maybe that's what they're coming here for? You're the dumbest
what about the
person.
Skating, the hockey.
Dumbest. Well, you bring up hockey. We're getting DMs from a genuine Canadian.
Oh, okay.
They bring up hockey tournaments for kids. That's actually a big one.
Okay.
Every weekend in Rochester, there is a hockey.
Why
tournament.
Are they coming down here?
Well, because it's where the tournament is. Tournaments are all over the place.
Oh, we go international.
To what's that?
They're international?
Yeah, my daughter went up for a tournament in Ottawa this year.
Right.
Other theories. Golf is cheaper here, so you weren't wrong there.
I heard that.
Okay. And wine tours. I don't get the wine tour thing because Niagara has their own really
like
fancy wine country.
All right.
Like Niagara-on-the-Lake is all wine people, right?
I mean, I guess the Finger Lakes area is a bigger area for that kind of stuff. So maybe you're getting more.
Yeah, if you could take a big tour.
Okay, but I always thought that like.
But would that count as Rochester tourism?
Great question. I don't know. It says the greater Rochester area. I don't think the Finger Lakes counted as the greater Rochester area out that way. And here's the thing. I always thought like folks that lived in like. So for those who don't know, there is a community called Niagara on the Lake.
Yeah.
That is outside of Niagara Falls on the lake.
Mm.
And. It's super posh.
Yeah.
Like super expensive,
high-end.
Exactly. I always thought those people in that wine country like look down on Finger Lake stuff.
Mm. Yeah, they could.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's go to the phones. Again, we're talking about a story in the DNC. 20% of all tourism dollars spent in Rochester are spent by Canadians, which is a problem because with this border war, tariff, yes, no, maybe, on, off, whatever's going on. The Canadian government, and there is social pressure as well, are telling Canadians, don't spend money in America.
Right.
You would understand why. If that happens, that could really hurt us. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm calling BS on this whole Canadian boycott of America. They're all going to come here and go down to Canandaigua Lake and party like there, you know, is no tomorrow.
No, but Rammer, they don't need to. They have that up there.
What? They got Canandaigua Lake up there?
Yeah. I mean, look, in all sincerity, I love Canandaigua. Like, the cabin cottage culture in Canada is mind-blowing. Everybody in the summertime either has a place they go to the weekend or they rent a cabin for the week and they go to one of their 1,000 gorgeous lakes they have up there.
Yeah, but summer up there is like fall here. The water is still only 40 degrees. They're coming down here. And again, here's my point. If the Super Bowl was being held in Kentucky, but your government told you, hey, we're boycotting Kentucky, so don't go to the Super Bowl, are you not going to go to the Super Bowl?
No, but I'll counter this question. If the state of Kentucky every day took their penises out on national television, rubbed it on the screen and said, hey, New York, that's for you. Yeah, I think I may not go to Kentucky for the Super Bowl. And we're not talking about the Super Bowl. We're talking about golf and wine and hockey tournaments.
Right, but these people, listen. Half of the Canadians don't like what their government's doing. So I think you're
not like here, where everybody is behind what the government is doing.
Yeah, but that's my point. We're not doing things that the government's telling us that we're supposed to do because we don't agree with it. You have the same thing in Canada. And besides which, again, if you're planning a family vacation with your kids to come to Rochester, New York, so you can have garbage plates, I don't think that the government telling you not to do it is going to stop you from doing it.
All right, Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. It's nice to know the water temperature in Canada.
I didn't know it was cold.
We didn't ask Rammer about the taxes, though.
All right. As a man who is well-entrenched in Canada,
all right.
You know I know my Canadians.
Yeah.
You know I spend a lot of time in Canada.
Yeah.
Hockey culture. I think that folks that have the take Rammer has are underestimating the pride that Canadians have in being Canadian.
Okay, just being, no matter where you fall politically.
Exactly. Like, I think that once Canadians feel they have been...
They go, oh, Canada.
Yes. I mean, look, if we're going to talk politically, some of the politicians that are yelling these things in the microphones were guys that were aligned with the politicians that have put those things into place. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get political here, but the point I'm making is, like, yeah, you can disagree with what your government does, but when you feel insulted country, Canadians take a lot of pride in being Canadian.
Okay.
And to your point, we still haven't come up with something that we... that they can't get at home that we have here.
But maybe it's here. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Katie. Hey, Katie, you're on CMF. What's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
So I used to live in New York. My husband is from New York. We used to live up in Dad's country. And Canadians, I know, would come down because of the no taxes that they don't have to pay. So shopping, they'd come down to go shopping. Now, Rochester specifically... I don't know. That's where my husband's from.
But Katie, like to your point, like I get the shopping thing, which is also weird right now because the Canadian dollar compared to the American dollar,
it'd still be more just as expensive for them now. You would think,
but the taxes may be even that out because
I don't know.
Like, go ahead. I'm sorry, Katie.
Their income tax or their sales tax. I was told, and this was when we lived up there in 2014 and 15, was anywhere from 15% to 26%.
And they threw it at you.
So that was back then. Who knows what it is now?
But no, but like I know the Galleria in Buffalo is a huge spot for Canadians to go shopping. I mean, Katie, like past Buffalo, what do we have in Rochester that they would want to come shop for?
I mean, that I'm not 100% sure. There are things in Rochester that I love coming back for, like the Lilac Fest.
Okay.
So, I mean, there could be things similar to that.
Okay.
I just know that I also know people personally who have married Canadians, and hockey is a huge thing.
Yeah, I mean...
They all come down. And it's not just New York. I'm from Wisconsin, and they come down Wisconsin, Minnesota, Dakotas. Like, if they're Canadian and they come down into the U.S. for hockey, it's because they were born on it.
Tommy, write this down.
What's that?
Hockey big in Canada.
All right. All right,
great.
Right next to the ski lodge.
Katie, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
I love you, too. There goes... Katie, she was a Canadian. Mm. She knew a Canadian.
No, she was Wisconsin.
Okay, so there may be a little bit of irony here.
What was that?
Well, the biggest flop in Rochester history, arguably.
Yes.
Maybe ahead of its time.
Oh.
May have been ahead of its time. We'll get to that in just a second. 252-WCMF. Rammer called up a second ago and said all of the social and political stuff going on, tariffs on, off that, it won't have any effect on Canadians coming to America to spend money.
Yeah.
Ted says that's not true. He's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good, man. What do you got?
Hey, Rammer's a moron. He's one of those third-grade intelligence that voted for Trump in the first place, put him in the second time. These tariffs are going to destroy America's middle class.
Hold on. We have a no politics, straight-up policy. What makes you think that the Canadians will still come despite the fact that they... The ones that disagree with what the government is doing.
I don't think they will, because why should they? Because during the summer, you're right, they have a lot of beautiful lakes up there. And why would they drive all this way to go to Canandaigua Lake when they got them right there?
Well, I guess the counterpoint argument was they were already coming. So is what is happening enough to keep them from coming? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, how about all the increased costs that's going to be on them now because of these actions? I'm not going to say anything, but it's going to cost them more to live in Canada because their products and their jobs are going to be at risk now. So would you travel all over if your job was going away or you were in debt? Would you travel all over?
Well, I actually did. And I used to get drunk off of my second mortgage.
Well, yeah, but you were in debt because of the job.
They used to call me Little Canada.
There you go.
Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of
the day. There you go, Pat. There you go.
I love how he changed it. Like, forget what I said. You don't know where I stand anymore. Watcha cha.
So I did get an interesting call from a guy who said that he used to live in Buffalo. And he said that a lot of Canadians would come down to get their cars worked on, specifically new tires, because it was so much cheaper or
interesting.
Something.
Really?
I don't know. That was like an interesting specific thing that he noticed, like a lot of guys. He said he experienced it personally, so I don't know if he worked.
He was just throwing tires at Canadians.
If he worked like in the auto industry or something. But yeah, he said that was like a big draw for And I don't know how far back we're going, but...
If only there was a Canadian store that sold tires.
Yeah, with a big sign that said Canada and then maybe something tire.
Okay, again with this story. A very surprising story of the DNC this week that the tourism money spent here in Rochester, Canadians are responsible, according to the story, for 20% of all tourism dollars spent in Rochester, which we were very surprised by, money that could be at risk based on all of these social and political things going on between the U.S. and Canada right now. So the ultimate irony.
What's that?
Tommy, would you agree the biggest flop in the history of Rochester was the fast fare?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The U.S. getting a ride to Toronto, us going to Toronto, that was a great idea.
Right.
The problem was no one at the time from Canada.
A one-way trip.
You got it.
Yeah.
The ferry went away and Canadian tourism went up?
Uh-oh.
How does that work?
Yeah. I know.
I'm asking a serious question.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Unless it didn't go up, it just still wasn't enough to continue on with the fast ferry.
But the story in the DNC says 10 years ago, mm-hmm. they did, the Rochester started this like push for tourism in Canada.
Yeah.
And they saw the numbers go up.
All right.
Why did you not do that when you had the boat?
Yeah, you know, the funniest thing is when we went up there, people didn't even know it existed up there.
Really?
They just.
Wow.
Because we went up there and did a show to promote it, and we had the Mayor of Toronto on, and one of the things, because people don't even know this thing's here.
Man, you got to wonder, like, if social media, if it had happened in a time when social media was prominent.
It would have helped.
I got to think it would have helped.
Oh, sure.
It would have turned so many more people on to that. Mm-hmm. Potential.
Serious question.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say we can magically put the boat back and this border war stuff was not going on, right? Would that be successful?
I think seasonally, yeah.
I think it definitely would have had more of a chance than it did back then.
Should we be doing Fast Ferry 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah. Can we get it back?
Well, we probably
could. It's only 40 years old now. That thing's got to be raggedy now, man.
No, I bet you they took way better care of it than we did. We got it repossessed.
No, we put a hole in it before it got here.
Is it still, like, running?
We crashed it into the docks in New York City before it even got here, and they had to stop and patch it up.
Yeah, but you know how hard it is to parallel park in Manhattan?
Apparently very hard.
Okay.
Mm.
I know this is going to sound dumb.
What's that?
Because, like, this is how we got in trouble in the first place. But, like, with everything we're talking about here and the money that is being spent, if 1 in 5 tourism dollars in America or in Rochester is already being spent by Canadians, if you put the boat back, that number would go up, would it not?
Yeah. And, you know, you could do a smaller version of that ferry.
Well, no, because there's not a movie theater and I can't put my car on.
Or a truck. And it didn't have duty-free shops. And a sun deck.
Was Mayor Bill Johnson a genius before his time?
Could have been, man. Could have been.
No, there's no way it would work again, right?
No.
There's no way.
There's no way we're going to do it.
Well, no, I know we're not going to do it. I'm just saying in a hypothetical.
I think it would work.
Wait, now after you killed it for all these years?
Well, I think now that we have these new numbers, and I think Rammer's on board. I think, the SS Rammer.
Wait a minute. You crushed this idea.
Oh, by the way, it is unusable now.
Well, why? What happened?
It was used in, like, Morocco.
Seems like it's in Venezuela now.
Oh.
Yeah, it says it's neglected and unusable. At a shipyard.
No, that's actually Tommy's career you're describing. Are you sure you're not at WCMF.com? So
I think tanked.
An article in the DNC in 2019.
It's in a mothball. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So one final question before we
move on. Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about Canadians not coming here. Mm-hmm. National pride, how people feel. Are the issues between the U.S. and Canada, is it going to keep American money from going the other way?
Probably.
Like, are Americans going to decide not to spend money in Canada?
Well, because you're going to get whacked over there, too. So why go?
Well, like, as you know, the way things were before all this chaos started, right? A Canadian trip was the most affordable upstate New York vacation you could take.
Yeah, if you're like a Yankee fan or a Red Sox fan to go up there and watch a game.
But, like, you're right about that. Yeah. That's a big one. Like, you were getting a trip at 75% of the cost. And I'm not making that up.
And without the traffic.
You got it. Like, there are so many things to do. You brought up the sporting events, any big city trip to Toronto, the family and adult fun in Niagara Falls, a posh walk around stores you can't afford in Niagara on the Lake.
The strip clubs.
Are we going to be welcome up there if we go do that this summer?
I don't know.
Like, as an American.
Well, they still want your money, man. Like, if you're willing to go up there and pay a premium, they're going to love you because, like, you sucker number one, right?
I'm... Sucker number one?
Yes.
Is that what we'll call the next famous story, sucker number two?
So this boat maybe have been cursed from the start. It says it's been through three separate financial failures, a fraud investigation on two continents, and an embezzlement accusation.
Yep.
Yeah, they just stuffed the back all full of money.
And that's before it docked.
No, but, okay, when I say, are we welcome up there, I don't mean by the business. Of course they're going to take your money.
Oh, it's just a general...
Look, I think we all have a habit of assuming the worst of people who come from countries that we're having problems with. Mm. Like, let's say I were to go to Toronto with my family this summer, right? And I'm going to walk around, and they go, where are you from? And I go, oh, I'm from Rochester. I'm an American. Am I going to get a, or am I going to get a, oh, wait, thanks.
I mean, Canadians are pretty mellow the way, any time I've been up there.
Again, we haven't gone through something like this.
I understand.
Oh, wait.
I think it's the way you approach people.
Out of my way, Canadian.
Yeah.
American coming through.
Freedom coming through. Little bit of freedom coming through. Squirt.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Yeah, the headline of the story makes it seem like another household name American restaurant is going bad.
Oh.
Starting to disappear.
Yeah.
And good news for us and for the people who work at this place, you click on the headline, it doesn't affect us in any way. But as we are talking now as an international break room this hour, why don't they want our stuff anymore?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the headline reads, Domino's to close 205 restaurants.
Okay, but what around here?
Well, okay, so that's just it. You see that, and you go, why is Domino's all of a sudden hitting the hard times? In fact, Domino's has had actually a bunch of success. They've kind of taken market stuff away from Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut's been the one that's struggling. Domino's had a nice little thing going on.
So what happened?
Well, when you click on the article, it turns out that only about 30 Domino's in America are closing, which is a tiny, tiny fraction of what they own.
But where would the rest of them be?
172 Domino's are closing in Japan.
Oh.
Wow, that's a lot of Domino's.
So apparently...
So Domino's got huge in Japan at some point.
There are 950 Japanese Domino's locations, and 172 of those Japanese Domino's locations are closing.
Mm.
Apparently during COVID, Domino's moved in and, like, took over the pizza scene in Japan.
Oh, so it's relatively new then that they showed up in Japan.
If the story I'm reading is correct, I don't know if, like, it's just fairly recent that Domino's decided to try and take Japan.
Moving to Japan?
Yeah,
interesting.
But apparently the Japanese don't want our pizza.
You never see a Japanese person eating a pizza.
When are you around Japanese people?
How often do you go to Japan?
But every time I see one, I don't see a pizza.
When's the last time you saw a Japanese person?
I see the cigarette. I see the cocktail.
Are you basing
I see the sushi.
You're basing this on movies you saw when you were a
kid.
Yes. And I do get
Jackie Chan, no pizza.
He's
Chinese.
He's Chinese.
Right. I apologize.
We talked about him the other day with the Chinese movie star from Rochester.
Yes, I did. I realized.
I would think it was.
Because they embraced cheese early on. They did.
She was talking.
I'm sorry. But they got on the whole cheese train.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep talking, though.
Cheese train.
Not doing it.
Next up is Tokyo.
I was going to say.
What?
I wonder if Domino's was for the tourists or for locals.
Oh, good question.
Because I know, obviously there's huge, large amount of tourism in Japan, especially in the major cities. So I wonder if that was for people coming in. Or if it was for, local people who took an interest in Domino's pizza.
Okay, so I've never been to Asia, so I may sound like an idiot.
Mm.
I assumed over the last, 20, 30 years that Western food was, doing really, really well in Asia.
All over the world. Yeah.
Right? But I thought
I was a tourist, I'd want, all the local stuff, to your point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
they had a hankering for pizza.
But they don't have it as much anymore?
So maybe there's just too much of it.
They tried pizza, and they were like, it's okay, but we're not going to get down on it?
Or they made their own version of it, and they like that better?
Is there another chain?
You want to Google which pizza chains are active in Japan? Thank you, Kimmy.
Maybe they have their own national chain of pizza.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that would make sense, right? You take something that comes from another country and make it your own, and then you blow it up that way.
Yeah.
I'm also curious as to what Domino's pizza looks like in Japan. Because
the toppings?
Well, yeah, they put their own flavor on things. For example, we talked about, is it China where KFC is massive?
Yeah, the bucket is king.
So for... The bucket is that's on the side. KFC Japan and China, where the bucket is king.
Yeah.
In China, I believe, it's become a tradition to get KFC on Christmas, and you have to order your KFC like weeks, months in advance to make sure that your family has your Christmas KFC. Yeah. But it's like there's different Chinese things on the menu.
Yes.
No cheese.
No cheese. Yeah. But why would you put cheese on your fried chicken?
You ain't lived, bro.
But I'm thinking like, yeah, there could be like some local, there could be like seaweed stuff on the pizza.
Okay.
They love them some seaweed.
So he brings that up. There is a chain in Japan called Aoki's Pizza, and it says it's a creative pizza chain that offers unique and unconventional pizza toppings.
Do you know they got the seaweed?
Is that from the DJ Steve Aoki?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Do you know his dad founded Benihana?
Yes.
First of all, I don't know who you're talking about.
So he was like a DJ in the early 2000s? Steve Aoki? I think I'm saying it the right
way. He's like a club DJ?
Yeah. His dad was the founder of Benihana.
Oh, the big steakhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
What do you know what his dad's name was?
Benny.
Shecky.
Because it says it's owned by
his dad.
Yoshimori That's, Aoki.
Well, he bought him out.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know if like,
Aoki
he's
came in,
owner. I don't know.
Threw Shecky out. It was a big thing over cheese.
Why do we try to talk international anything?
I don't know.
The last hour of this show has been nothing but idiotic.
But they do have Pizza Huts in Japan.
Okay.
With the seaweed.
And it says they've been there for over 40 years.
Hmm.
Pizza Hut and Domino's are the only ones I recognize. The other one look like they're Japanese pizza chains.
Okay. Would you want to?
So I don't know.
I do have a bad habit. So the only international trip outside of Canada and Mexico, obviously, was that London trip I took.
Yeah.
And the one thing I had to go do was try McDonald's in England.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So like straight up Big Mac?
No, so they had, I had a double quarter.
Or did you get the Real with cheese?
Shut up. It tasted different.
Well, okay. Well, you know
like,
why?
Noticeably.
It might be the bread, and I'll tell you why. So in England, if the bread has too much sugar.
I love how you didn't
sugar,
give us a chance to ask. Nope. It might be the bread, and I'll tell you why.
Yes. We put too much sugar in our bread.
Okay.
And if you do that, you have to call it a something else, like a biscuit or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the bread may be different over there.
The meat, I know, tasted different.
Oh, so it's more the meat for you?
I don't know what, I mean, maybe it was a combination of everything. It just didn't taste what I recommended.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad. I preferred American McDonald's.
The fries had to be killer because they do fries really good because they do those chips.
Those just tasted like regular McDonald's fries.
But those fish and chips are pretty good.
No, I get it. McDonald's didn't have fish and chips.
No, but the chip, the fry had to be good.
Oh my God. The fries at McDonald's in England tasted like fries here.
Right.
The burger tasted different.
Oh.
Well, it's European meat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What's different about it?
A lot.
Like?
Different. How they feed them.
Well, maybe
how do they feed cows differently in England?
Is the grains different? The European grain is different than what the American grain.
Shut up. You shut up. And here's the thing. You're just talking out of your ass. And like somebody's going to come like, actually, the European grain.
No, like we have like God-fearing Nebraska grain.
Anti-communist grain.
We got born-again grain we feed to Christian cows. I mean, they got a lot of satanic, you know, probably bovine over there.
Okay. Is that where they use them in sacrifices? It's all starting to come together now.
Yes.
The satanic panic when I was a kid.
A lot of inbreeding going over there.
What are you talking about?
The royal family, for one. They're all goddamn cousins.